This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. This Saturday is the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association's annual fly-in at its headquarters at Frederick Municipal Airport in Maryland. As if on cue, the FAA will expand the P-40 prohibited area north of the airport, not just for Saturday, but from 3 p.m. Friday till 1 p.m. Sunday, Eastern Time. To avoid the embarrassment of having its members and guests intercepted by the Air Force, AOPA has offered an interesting deal to the Civil Air Patrol. Here are the terms. Position volunteers at airports in the area. Ask departing pilots if they're headed to Frederick. Warn them about the expansion of P-40 if they are. And if the fly-in comes off with no violations, AOPA will make a $5,000 donation to the Civil Air Patrol. A 2005 landing accident at Toronto's Pearson International Airport has resulted in a lawsuit. The Airbus A340 slid off the end of runway 24 left while landing during a thunderstorm. About 40 passengers were injured, 10 of them seriously, when the airliner hit a steep ravine, but amazingly no one died in the crash. None of those passengers are plaintiffs in this lawsuit. It's been filed by Air France. The Toronto Star reports the airline accuses the Greater Toronto Airports Authority of failing to provide a 300-meter overrun zone for the runway. Air France wants $180 million. In a December 2007 report on the accident, Canada's Transportation Safety Board noted that the pilot chose to continue the approach and landing despite heavy rain and wind shear that created a strong tailwind, and government officials say the pilots failed to abort the landing despite touching down nearly midfield along the 9,000-foot runway's length. Transport Canada also observes that Air France has used the runway for years, knowing Canada does not require overrun zones, and has continued to land its planes, including its A340s, on 24 left since the date of the accident. On Wednesday, United Airlines announced it plans to slash as many as 1,100 salaried jobs as part of a plan to deal with the burden of high fuel prices. United also announced it will ground an additional 70 aircraft and discontinue its low-cost subsidiary, TED. Bloomberg notes it's the second time in as many months that United has announced cutbacks and comes just days after merger talks with U.S. Airways officially broke off. United plans to park its entire fleet of Boeing 737-300s and 500s and six of its aging 747-400 long-haul widebodies. That represents a full 15% of its current mainline fleet. Some short-haul routes served by the planes being grounded will be continued using Airbus A320s from TED. Douglas Runte at RBS Greenwich Capital in Connecticut says the A319s and A320s operated by United burn 20% less fuel than the older Boeings. If union airline employees thought they'd eventually regain wages and benefits conceded after 9/11's disruption of the industry, the sudden run-up in fuel prices may have them either rethinking strategy or updating their resumes. Reuters reports the six network airlines have lost 75% of their market value in the past year as fuel costs have risen steeply and travel has slowed because of the economy. Cutbacks at United are today's major headline, but Delta recently enticed 3,000 of its non-union employees to accept buyout offers and leave their jobs voluntarily. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The airline's on-time performance got better in April, or at least less worse. A union writes to big shareholders to discourage a Delta-Northwest merger. And Spirit Airlines warns that big cuts in staffing may be ahead. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I get to ask aerial photographer James Cavanaugh all about his profession. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.